passages of scripture.
因着时间的关系，我们中文、英文我们一起读。
And for the sake of time, we will read both Chinese and English at the same time.
我们先请弟兄姊妹们把圣经翻开，先读创世纪第一章。
Shall we first turn our Bibles to the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, chapter 1?
创世纪第一章第二十六到二十八节。
Genesis 21, verse 26 through 28.
我们一起来。
Together.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
我们再读三十一节。
And then verse 31.
神看着一切所造的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，
是第六日。There was morning, the sixth day.
我们下一处读创世纪第二章十五到十六节。
And then chapter 2, verses 15 through 16.
我们一起来。
Together,
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。我们再来读创世纪第三章一到六节。
And then chapter 3, verses 1 through 6.
我们一起来。
Together.
耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的。人死了有智慧，就摘下来果子吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。我们下面读罗马书五章十二节。
And then next, the book of Romans, chapter 1.
十二节，罗马书五章十二节。
Romans 1:12. Romans 5:12. Sorry.
五章十二节，罗马书五章十二节。
Romans 5 verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。好，我们下面读罗马书六章二十三节。
Romans 6:23.
罗马书六章二十三节。
Romans 6:23.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。我们下面读哥林多前书十五章五十六节。
First Corinthians 15 verse 56.
哥林多前书十五章五十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 56.
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
罗马书五章二十一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 21.
就如罪做完叫人死，照样恩典也借着义做完，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。希伯来书二章十四到十五节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 through 15.
希伯来书二章十四到十五节。儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自承了血肉之体，他要借着死败坏到长死权的，就是魔鬼，必要释放那些一生怕死而为奴仆的人。我们最后读启示录第一章一到四节。
And lastly, Revelations chapter 1 verse 1 through 4.
启示录第一章一到四节。
Revelations 1:1-4.
一起来。
Together.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。 我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。”好，感谢主，我们圣经就读到这。
We thank the Lord. We'll just read these passages.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank and praise you.
谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你道成肉身来到地上，成为人的样子。
Thank you for coming in the flesh and coming to this world in our likeness.
你站在我们的地位上面，为我们受了审判。
And you stood in our position and you took the punishment.
你为了我们的罪被挂在十字架上。
And for our sin, you were hung upon the cross.
你为我们流血舍命。
You bled and you gave up your own life.
本来该死的是我们。
The one who ought to die should have been us.
可是你却替我们死了。
But you died on our behalf.
因着你死的缘故，我们就可以不再死。
And so because of your death, we do not have to die.
我们更感谢你从死里复活。
And we thank you even more so for your resurrection.
你升上高天，坐在父的宝座右边。
And now you are seated upon the right hand of the throne of the Father.
如今你也把这复活的生命赐给我们。
And now you have given us this life.
那我们在地上能够靠着你活。
So that now we can live according to you.
也为你活。
And live for you.
能够为你做见证。
And we may bear testimony for you.
能够来传讲福音。
And that we can now share your gospel.
告诉那些生活在黑暗里面的人。
To tell those who are still in darkness.
有一位救主已经为我们死，为我们复活了。
That there is a Savior who died for us and resurrected for us.
愿今天早晨借着圣灵开他们的眼睛。
This morning we pray that the Holy Spirit may open up all their eyes.
让他们看见这救恩的宝贵。
So that we may see the preciousness of salvation.
赐给他们信心。
Give them faith.
让他们愿意接受你做他们的救主。
So that they may come to believe in you to receive you as their Savior.
让他们也能成为神的儿女。
So that they may become children of God.
让他们也要领受你那复活的生命。
And to receive your resurrection life.
让他们和我们一同来欢喜快乐享受你救恩的好处。
And together we can all rejoice and enjoy the benefits of your salvation.
愿一切的荣耀赞美都归给你。
We give you all the glory and praise.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。
We
thank the Lord. 今天是福音聚会。
Today is a gospel meeting.
福音就是好消息。
Gospel is good news.
那什么是好消息呢？
What is good news?
好消息就是耶稣基督的救恩。
The good news is that our Lord Jesus is salvation.
我们今天就来看看这个救恩是什么。
And today we want to take a look at what the salvation is.
这个救恩的话呢，按照英文里面就是得救。
In English, salvation means to be saved.
就是得拯救。
To be rescued.
我们中间的福音朋友们，你有没有觉得说你需要得拯救？
So for gospel friends among us, do you come to know that you need to be saved?
但说到得救的时候，你想到的是什么？
When we think about being rescued, we think about approaching death.
是不是想到说你比如说出去玩，哎，爬山就掉到山崖底下去了？
Perhaps if you are to go hiking, climb a mountain, and you fall off a cliff, and perhaps you fall into a valley.
然后的话呢，你需要别人把你救上来，不然你上不来。
And then if you cannot come up, then you need somebody to rescue you.
还是说你出去去钓鱼，到海里面去，哎，结果掉海里去了。
Or let's say you go out into the sea and you go fishing and you fall into the sea.
然后呢，海那么大，你上不来，你需要人把你拉上来。
And because there are great waves, you cannot climb up. You need someone to pull you up.
还是说你在生活中间你现在失业了。
Or perhaps in your daily life, you lost your job.
然后呢，你没有身份。
And perhaps you don't have citizenship.
然后而且你还有房贷。
And you also need to pay lots of bills.
你是不是盼望特别有人能够来救你一把？
Perhaps you are hoping for someone to come and rescue you.
把你从那样的环境里面救出来。
To be saved out of the circumstances.
或者说你是有家庭，你婚姻关系出了问题。
Or perhaps in your marriage that there are some problems.
然后呢，两个人经常吵。
And then you often have battles or arguments.
然后家里没有平安。
And there is no peace at home.
那每次吵的话，你都很痛苦。
And every time you guys fight,
那你是不是觉得说，你希望有人能够把你从那个环境里面救出来
？Perhaps you're hoping that there will be someone who would save you out of that situation.
或者说你有一个孩子。
Or perhaps you might have a child.
这个孩子沉迷于游戏。
And that child is addicted to games.
然后呢，不想读书就想打游戏。
And you don't know what to do with this child.
也不锻炼身体，整天就泡在电脑面前。
And every day this child is right in front of the computer screen.
然后呢，你劝他，你说他，他也不听。
And no matter what you do in admonishing the child, they don't listen to you.
你是不是很盼望说有人能够把你的儿子能够救出来
？Do you hope for someone to come and save your son out of the situation?
或者说你现在单身
？Or let's say you are single right now.
但是呢，你这个在网上，比如说这个投资啊，或者是被人骗了，现在有很多这种这个诈骗。
Or perhaps you are always on the computer, and perhaps you might be deceived by the things that you see.
然后呢，你的钱都被他都转走了。
And perhaps you might be scammed and all your money is taken away.
你是不是很盼望说有人能够出来帮你一下，能够把你的钱要回来
？And do you hope for someone to come and help you so that you could get all your money back?
所以这种情况的话呢，是我们人好像每个人都直接给他遇到的，好像我们需要得拯救的一个光景。
All of these things are things that we encounter, and perhaps there are situations where you hope to be rescued and saved out of.
但是呢，我们今天所说的救恩的话呢。不在这个层面上面。
However, the salvation we are talking about today is not just on the surface level.
不是为了解决我们日常生活中间每一个的问题。
It is not just something to solve the issues and problems of everyday life.
虽然对我们每个人来讲的话呢，这些问题都很具体。
Because this to us is very practical.
都很真实。
It is very real.
可能在环境中的时候，我们觉得真是走投无路了。
Perhaps in your daily life, you might find that you have no way out.
就像一个人
，For example, a person,
他生病了
，They are sick,
他得了很多各种病
，And there's a lot of problems.
又是高血压呀，又是高血糖呀
，Perhaps they have high blood pressure or high blood glucose level.
又是这个冠心病啊
，Or perhaps they have joint problems.
就是身上有很多的毛病
，And in their body they have a lot of illness.
当他去看医生的时候
，But when he goes to see the doctor.
那如果一般的医生的话呢，那可能说你说头痛，那我给你开点治头痛的药。
Generally, a physician would say, "Oh, you have a headache. Let me give you medication for that."
那如果你是高血糖的话，那我给你开这个降血糖的药。
And so, if you have diabetes, then I'm going to give you some medication to reduce your blood glucose levels.
如果你是高血压的话，我给你开点降血压的药。
If you have high blood pressure, I'm going to give you medication for that.
但是呢，这些药在一起的话，可能会冲突的。
But then, when you have all of these medications, perhaps there would be interactions.
所以这个毛病可能越积越多。
And so the more problems you have.
但是呢，如果你是遇到一个很高明的医生。
However, if you are perhaps a better physician.
那个医生的话呢，会做综合的诊断。
The physician would take a better look at the complete picture.
然后会告诉你说，哦，你这所有的问题的话呢，都是这个症状。
Or that these are all symptoms of a particular problem.
真正的话呢，有一个里面有一个病灶。
There is a particular issue causing all of these symptoms.
只要把这个病灶解决了，你的所有的问题都慢慢的就消失。
If the root cause has been taken care of, then all the other symptoms would be alleviated.
所以这是一个最高明的医生来就是治根本的一个方法。
So the better physician would go to the root cause.
中文里面有句话说，就不但治本，还有治标，不但治标还是本。
And so basically you have a particular focus of your questioning or of saving the issue.
那呢我们现在把比如整个世界所有的人类都比作这个人。
And so now we are encompassing all of humankind into that one person.
那所有人的问题的话都在这个人的身上都有。
That all the problems of mankind is in this one man.
那么现在这个人的话来到神的面前。
And now let's place this one man in front of us.
神就是那位最高明的医生。
Now God, He is the best physician.
这句话神就告诉你说，你这所有一切的问题里面那个病灶就是罪。
Now all the problems that you have, the very root cause is sin.
所以这个救恩的话呢，就是终极的拯救。
And so in order to save you, we need to go to this very root cause.
神就要解决这个罪的问题。
And so God wants to solve the problem of sin.
神要把人类从这个罪里面拯救出来。
God needs to save mankind out of sin.
神要把整个世界要从罪里面拯救出来。
God wants to rescue the entire world out of sin.
所以从这个角度来看的话呢
，So from this perspective,
你看我们整本圣经
，The entire Bible
讲到整个的人类历史
，All of mankind's history.
从最开始的时候，神造天地，然后造了人。
We see from the very beginning when God created the heavens and the earth and he created man.
就在创世纪第一章里面，我们刚才读到了神造了人。
We see in Genesis chapter 1 that God created man.
这是人类历史的开始。
This is the beginning of humankind.
然后一直到启示录。
All the way to the book of Revelation.
到人类历史的结束。
When time ends.
在整个的人类历史里面。
In all of humankind's history.
你就是从这个有没有罪的角度，你可以把人类历史分成三段。
Now we can take a look from the perspective of sin, three different aspects.
第一段的话呢，就是罪进到这个人类这个世界之前的历史。
We can talk about the history of before sin entered into humankind, that history.
这个就是在创世纪第一章、第二章里面，在人类在亚当堕落之前那个历史。
And this is the history that is recorded in Genesis chapter 1, the story of Adam and Eve.
然后呢，第二段的话呢，就是罪进到人里面的时候开始的历史。
The second stage is when sin entered into humankind, into this history.
就是从创世纪第三章开始，一直到启示录的第二十章。
This is from Genesis chapter 3 all the way to Revelation 21.
那这段历史里面的话呢，这个罪就全在这个世界上面。
This is the era of sin where sin has entered into humankind.
罪在人的里面。
The sin is here.
然后呢，第三个阶段的话呢，就是刚才我们读的启示录二十一章之后的人类历史。
And the time period where sin is concluded and there is no more sin, it is after Revelation 21.
那时候罪的问题已经解决了。
Because now there is no more sin.
罪已经被对付了。
Sin has already been dealt with and taken away.
罪人已经被审判了。
Sin has already been judged and punished.
那些进到新天新地里的人都是没有罪的人。
And so all those who enter into the new heavens and earth will not have any sin.
所以我们这里看见有三个完全不同的世界。
And so we see there's three different realms.
在第一个世界里面，就是没有罪的世界里面。
There is this world where there was no sin.
我们看见说亚当是照着神的形象造的。
That Adam and Eve, they were in the God's creation.
神是圣洁、公义、爱的神。
And God, he is righteous, holy, loving God.
所以亚当的话呢，也有神的形象。
Adam, he was created in the image, likeness of God.
这里形象的话呢，讲到神的性情。
And so he now had received this message from God.
所以亚当也有这个神的圣洁、公义和爱的这个性情。
And so now he received this message of holiness, righteousness, and of love.
那个时候的话呢，亚当就像地上的王一样。
And so at that time, Adam, he was in this world.
神把一切的权柄都交给了亚当。
He had given all authority to Adam.
要亚当来管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜。
And he had this responsibility to rule over everything that was on the land and as well as in the sea and the birds of the air.
这一切都在这美好的秩序里面。
Everything was in a beautiful order.
在创世纪第一章里面，我们看见说神是那个设计者。
And we see that God in Genesis, that he is the architect.
神也是那个工程师。
And he is also the one who's building, the builder.
神还是那个质检工程师。
And he is the intricate builder.
他是一个 quality engineer. Quality engineer.
Coordinate.
Quality.
Quality.
Quality,
quality builder.
他是个质检工程师，他是一个检测工程验收的。
And he is the one who has very high quality standards.
那个我们看三十一节刚才说，神看着一切所造的都甚好。
In verse 31 of chapter 1, it says that God saw everything was very good.
甚好的话就是非常好的意思。
Very good means that it was very good.
所以我们这里看见说，神给他自己的创造有个评语。
And so here we see that God, he has a standard for his own creation.
有个定性。
Because that is his nature.
是非常好的。
It is very good.
因为那里面是没有罪的。
Because there was no sin.
是没有败坏的。
There was no corruption.
是没有死亡的。
There's no death.
是没有痛苦的。
And so that is, he's, everything is good.
我们今天人类社会我们所遇到的一切问题那个时候都没有。
And so today, this world that we are living in,
那个罪怎么能进到这个世界里面来的呢？
How did sin enter into this world?
就我们刚才读的创世纪第三章第一节到第六节。
And this is recorded in Genesis 3, verse 1 through 6.
这里面发生了一个诈骗案。
Here, there was something that had occurred where darkness entered in.
就像我们现在经常听到的那种诈骗案，对吧？
Just like the many things that we hear about in this world today.
叫杀猪盘。
Or there's scammers.
他们就是跟你打电话。
They will call you.
就告诉你说，哎呀，你中奖了。
They tell you, oh, you hit the jackpot.
我告诉你说，哎呀，有个很大的好处要临到你啊。
Or you're going to receive something really great.
或者有人爱上你了。
Or somebody really loves you now.
就我们现在局外人听的话呢，就觉得很荒唐。
And so when we hear it, we think it's crazy.
但是呢，当你在这个难处里面的时候，
But when you are in this difficulty,
当你在环境里面的时候，
When you are in a circumstance,
当你里面有个极大的需要的时候，
And when you have a need,
这个诈骗犯他很可能就有机可乘。
Perhaps the scammer has an opportunity.
就像那个魔鬼在这个里面。
Just like the devil here.
就是这里蛇就是魔鬼的化身。
Here the serpent, he is the devil.
所以他对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
And the snake, he came to man and says, Did God really say you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?
他说，蛇说，其实不一定死。
He says, actually, you will not die.
说神不让你吃，因为神知道你吃的日子眼睛就明亮了。
He told you not to eat it because the day that you eat it, you will be like God.
你吃了以后，你就能像神一样能够知道善恶。
It because when you eat of it, you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
所以这里应该是一个很大的一个谎言。
And so here is a great deception.
一个很大的骗局。
There's a great lie.
本来的话，亚当和夏娃他们是做王的。
Previously, Adam and Eve, they were caretakers. They were perfect.
所有的全地的动物、走兽都在他们的权柄底下。
They were in authority. All the animals and creatures were under their care.
神把这个地的这个地气所有权是交在他们的手中的。
All the things within the garden were in their hands.
可是因着魔鬼的欺骗，因着夏娃上当的缘故。
And so, because of the deception of the enemy, and because Eve was taken into the, for this lie.
他们就吃了那个不可吃的果子。
They ate of the forbidden fruit.
这个为什么吃果子这么重要呢？
Why was not eating it so important?
其实不是关于吃果子的问题。
It wasn't merely just a matter of eating this fruit.
而是神给他们的诫命他没有守的问题。神给他们的命令他们没有遵守。
Oh, but because God had a command and they did not obey it.
因为那时候神就给他们一条诫命。
Because at that time God only gave them one commandment.
就是园中那棵树上的果子你不能吃。
That is that particular tree in the garden you will not eat of it.
神没有给他们讲原因。
God did not tell them a reason.
神就给他们这条诫命。
God just gave them this commandment.
他们如果守这个诫命。
If they obeyed it.
那么神所给他们的一切祝福就能够保持住。
Then they would keep all of the blessings that God was to give them.
他们就能够代表神在地下来行使权柄。
And then they would continue to live according to God's command.
他们就可以彰显神的荣耀在地上。
And then they can also manifest God's glory.
但是呢，他们如果不守这个诫命，
But because of their disobedience,
这就是罪了。
This was sin.
因为我们知道在原文里面这个罪的意思就是说射箭没射中靶心。
We know that in the original, the word sin means
missing the target.Missing the target.
Missing the target.
就射箭没射中靶心。
That when you are to hit a target, you want to hit it on the bullseye.
那什么是靶心呢？
What does it mean to hit the center of the target?
我们刚才讲整个人类历史。
We take a look at all of mankind's history.
你可以把它分成几段，对不对？
You could separate it into sections.
其中有一个转折点就是律法的。
There's always a turning point in time.
在律法之前的话呢，就是良心时代。
And that, there's a central point in time, we could say it's prior to that time.
那个律法就是摩西律法。Moses.
There was a time of Moses' law.
对，当神借着摩西把这个十诫赐给以色列百姓的时候。
That when God gave the Ten Commandments through Moses.
就开始律法时代。
It became the era, the time of the commandments.
那个律法就是标准。
It was the time of the law.
如果你犯了律法，那就犯罪了。
And if you transgress against the law, you have sinned.
在律法时代之前的话呢，神没有赐给那时候人的律法。
And before the law was given, God had not given it yet.
在罪进入之前的话呢，那就是这个这一条命令。
And so before sin had entered, there was only this one commandment.
所以你守了这条命令，那么你就是完美的。
And so if you hold on to this one commandment, then you are complete and perfect.
你就合乎神心意的。
Then you are following God's command.
那如果你没有守这条诫命，那你就犯罪了。
And so if you do not hold on to this commandment, then you sin.
然后呢，我们也知道说，当亚当犯罪之后，到律法时代之前，还有一段时期。
And from Adam's time when he sinned all the way to the time when the law was given, it was another time frame.
那段时期的话呢，我们称为良心时代。
It is a time of the conscience.
就是是根据你的良心来审判你。
That you are judged according to your conscience.
如果你做事情说话能够对得起你的良心，那么神认为你没有罪。
If you do anything and say anything against your own conscience, then you have sinned.
但是呢，如果你做的事情说的话违背你的良心，那么你的良心就定罪你了。
And so if you do anything against your conscience, then your conscience will also condemn you.
然后呢，我们刚才讲到说，从律法时代到主耶稣来了。这段时间是律法时代，然后呢，从主耶稣来了之后，我们叫恩典时代。
And so from the time when the law was given all the way into our Lord Jesus, when He came, that was the time of the law. And then after our Lord Jesus came, that was another time frame.
等主耶稣来了之后的话呢，这个审判的标准就是主耶稣自己。
And now from the time from our, when our Jesus had arrived, all the punishment became, was placed on our Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣的福音。
This is the good news of our Lord Jesus.
如果你信主了。那么你就没有罪，就符合标准了。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus, then all your sins can be taken away.
但如果你没有信主，但是你的言语行为不像主耶稣，那么你就犯罪了。
And so if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus and you try to do good works, then you are still against God. You still sin.
那我们在这个旧约圣经里面，旧约圣经主耶稣来之前，这段圣经叫旧约圣经。
And in the Old Testament, the time before our Lord Jesus came,
从以色列人借着摩西得到律法之后，
After the Israelites had received the law,
到主耶稣来之前，
To the time right before our Lord Jesus came,
如果你去读圣经的话呢，
If you read the Bible,
你就发现说圣经里面有一个就是那个模板，
You will find that there is a particular model,
pattern, 模式 pattern,
pattern, there's a particular pattern,
应该说有两个 pattern, 有两个模板。
And you can say it's this type of pattern.
就是关于罪这个问题的有两个模板。
That regarding sin, there is this particular pattern.
一个模板就是人犯罪。
On one hand, we see that man sins.
然后呢，神的审判就临到了。
And then God's judgment comes.
然后人就灭亡了。
And then there is death.
然后另外一个模板就是人犯罪。
Another pattern is that man sins.
但是呢，人认罪悔改。
But there is repentance.
神有赦免的恩典。
And then God, He forgives because He has grace.
神告诉人说，你可以来献祭。
And God says, you can come and offer sacrifice.
就是把牛羊带到这个会幕面前，让祭司把牛羊杀了。
Bring the sheep and cattle, come to God's temple, and you can sacrifice it.
当然杀之前的话呢，你需要按手在牛羊的头上。
And before that creature is to be killed, you place your hand upon their head.
就是犯罪的人需要按手在牛羊的头上。
And just so that the one who sins place their hand on the creature's head.
表示说你跟牛羊联合。
To say, to represent that this was your sin.
那当牛羊杀了，流血了，就表示说你被杀了。
And now when the animal is killed, it represents how you are also go through death.
那你的罪得赦免了。
And then your sin will be forgiven.
那每一次犯罪你都要这么做。
Every time you sin, you must do this.
那这两个模板的话呢，什么时候用哪一个模板呢？
And so what is the pattern that we are in today?
就是在这个律法时代，到底什么时候用这个模板
？And so within the law, what kind of pattern are you in?
我们说的还是这个律法时代的事情。
And we're still talking about this time frame of being in the law.
我们看到圣经里面说的非常清楚。
And so from the Bible, we see very clearly.
如果你是故意犯罪的，那么这个模板第一块模板。
And so if you sin purposefully, then you are in this very first pattern.
就没有赦免可言的。
There is no forgiveness.
没有祭物可以代替的。
There's no sacrifice that can be your substitute.
如果你是故意犯罪的话呢，那你就必须被石头打死。
And so if you sin willfully, you will be stoned to death.
我们看见说在圣经里面有这样的例子，就是民数记里面有一个人犯了安息日。
And we do see such an example of this in the book of Numbers. It was a Sabbath day.
然后呢，他出去捡柴。
And so somebody went out to get some firewood.
因为安息日的话呢，以色列人是必须守安息日的。
Because on the Sabbath, the Israelites they were supposed to observe the Sabbath.
这是那个十诫里面的第四条。
This was the fourth commandment in the Ten Commandments.
所以那个人没有守安息日，就那个人就被打死了。
And so that person, because they did not observe the Sabbath, he was stoned to death.
所以说你违反了十诫这一条，你就被打死了。
And so because you have disobeyed one of the Ten Commandments, you had to be killed.
然后呢，还有另外一个例子是《利未记》里面，就这样例子很多了，《利未记》里面。
And there was another recording in the book of Leviticus.
就是有一个以色列妇人的儿子亵渎了神的名字。
There was another Israelite who profaned the name of the Lord.
因为我们知道在十诫里面的话呢，第三条就是你不能妄称神的名。
And so we know that in the Ten Commandments, the very third commandment says that you shall not profane the name of the Lord your God.
所以那个人亵渎了神的名字，他被打死了。
And so that person, cursed the name of God and he was stoned.
所以我们这里看说，在律法时代，神对罪人的处罚是非常严厉的。
And so we see that during the time of the law, God's punishment towards sin was very serious.
就如果你是明知故犯，只有死路一条。
And so because if you sinned, you must fall within the bounds of the law.
那些献祭的条例的话呢，只是为了那些就是不小心犯错误。
And so the requirements of the sacrifices were for the times when you accidentally sinned.
就你不清楚条例。
Because you did not pay close attention to his laws.
或者是说你不小心你吃错了祭物。
Or you accidentally ate the wrong thing.
你才有这种献通过献祭可以得赦免的这样的规矩。
And so through sacrifice that you could go through those rituals and you would be forgiven.
那也许你会问个问题，说为什么好像神在这个律法时代为什么那么严厉啊
？And so perhaps you might ask, why was God so severe during the time of the law?
为什么对罪这么严厉啊
？Why is He so severe towards sin?
因为罪有一个性质叫传染性。
Because in sin there's a particular characteristic that means it can be passed on.
就是有很强的传染性。
It is very contagious.
就像我们刚刚过去的疫情，对吧
？Just like the pandemic we just went through.
那如果一个人得了 COVID 怎么办
？When one person has COVID, what do you do?
就是你没有很好的药物可以治疗。
There may or may not be some good medicine.
那最重要的方式就要隔离。
But the best is to quarantine, to separate.
那隔离之后的话呢，就看你自身的免疫力。如果你能够胜过这个病毒，那么你就全活了。
And so if you have quarantine for a period of time and then you are better, then you can come back.
如果你胜不过这个病毒，那你就死了。
But if you cannot overcome this virus, then you die.
就灭亡了。
Then you have go through death.
那这个例子的话呢，跟罪的话呢，其实是非常非常相像的。
Actually, this is a very good example comparing it to sin.
因为罪有很强的传染性。
Because sin is extremely contagious.
一个人犯罪，如果他没有受到这个严厉的处罚的话呢，会很多人跟着学。
When one person is not punished for the sin, it's very easy for that sin to propagate.
所以神所要做的第一件工作就是要把这个罪剪除。
And so the work that God does is that He wants to completely eradicate sin.
先把这个犯罪的人隔离出去。
He needs to completely cut off that person who sinned.
那故意犯罪跟那个不小心犯罪这个区别就像人的这个免疫力一样。
And so the difference between intentionally versus unintentionally sinning is like this power.
你故意犯罪的话呢好像就说我就跟罪完全配合了。
When you sin intentionally, it is like,
就是你跟罪配合。
That you cooperate together with sin.
就像你这个人完全没有免疫力。
That you don't have any other option.
你身体里面的免疫系统根本就不识别这个病毒。
All of the cells in your body, it's supposed to go against it.
Your immune system does not work.
Your immune system isn't working.
因为你不识别的病毒的话呢，病毒就跟你联合在一起，最后你就死掉了。
If you do not attack that virus, then your whole body would just invite it in.
这就是故意犯罪的这种情形。
This is intentionally sinning.
就是你不觉得这是罪。
Because you don't think it's wrong.
你不觉得你要抵挡罪。
You don't think that it is sin.
所以你知道是不行，知道是神给你这个诫命，可是你明知故犯。
You know that it is wrong, but then you just choose not to look at it or take care of it.
那么如果是不小心犯罪的人呢
？But if you accidentally sin,
就像说这个人有免疫力
，then if you have a good immune system,
你不是跟罪配合的
，you are not compatible with sin.
你有抵挡的意思的
，and then you will go against sin.
只不过说你偶尔染上了这个病毒。
Then perhaps it's just occasionally you might have been a little careless.
所以你的免疫力能够胜过这个病毒，你才能存活。
So your immune system is able to overcome that.
所以这是我的领会，看看因为这个罪有很强的传染性。
This is my understanding of the contagious nature of sin.
然后呢，圣经里面的话呢，也有个例子。
And the Bible also has another example.
就是那我们看见说，如果神没有这么严厉的对付罪的话，人类会变成什么样子
？If God does not deal with sin severely, what would happen？
这就在那个良心时代。
This is during the time of the conscience。
就是从创世纪第三章开始，然后呢，到创世纪第六章。
This is from Genesis chapter 3 to Genesis chapter 6。
在那时候没有律法。
And so that period of time。
没有律法，只有良心时代。
There was no law. It was just the era of the conscience。
那么神对罪的这个处置也没那么严厉。
And God also, He had a particular way of dealing with sin.
我们知道第一个杀人犯是该隐。
We know that the very first man who sinned was the first man was Cain.
神并没有把他处死。
And God did not kill him.
那后面的话呢，有很多的这个杀人的事情，对吧
？And then there were many murders after that.
有很多奸淫的事情。
And then there were also lots of adultery.
神都没有说严厉的处置他们。
God did not severely kill these people.
所以很快的。
But very quickly.
到第六章。
When we come to chapter 6.
第六章第五节。
Chapter 6 verse 5.
那里神说。
There the Lord says.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶极大。终日所思想的尽都是恶。第六章第五节。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
这里面就让我们看见说，如果这个罪恶没有被严厉的处置。
Here it shows us that if sin is not dealt with quickly,
那么罪恶会越来越大。
That sin will continue to grow.
罪恶会越来越普遍。
And it will grow and propagate.
就像一个人得了癌症一样。
Just like a person who has cancer.
如果我们知道癌症是会发展的。
We know that cancer also grows.
开始是某个地方某个器官有癌症。
Perhaps it is this one area or one organ that has it.
如果你早期发现早期治疗。
But if you find it early and you treat it.
把癌细胞割掉。
And you cut out that cancer.
那么这个人能够存活。
Then perhaps that person will continue to live.
但是如果你不管他。
But if you ignore it.
让它继续发展
and it will continue to grow.
最后全身都是癌细胞
and then your entire body can have cancer cells.
那这个人就不能活
and then you will not be able to continue to live.
所以神让我们看见说，他对最罪的这样的处置是为了保全人类
and so we see that God deals with sin very severely in order to allow man to continue to live.
因为在创世纪第六章里面，让我们看见说，那时候就剩下一个人了。
Because we see in Genesis chapter 6, there was only one righteous man.
所有人都犯罪了，只有挪亚没有犯罪。
Every man on earth were sinners except for one.
好像这个人类的火种马上就灭掉了。
And we see that everybody on earth was contagious, was received this the disease.
如果不是神及时的干预，及时的出手。
If God does not stretch out his hand and act quickly,
就审判的那个时代
and judge that time,
用洪水审判的那个时代
to condemn that time with the flood,
让所有的罪人所有的罪恶都随洪水过去
then so that all the sinners and all the evil would be taken away.
从挪亚开始有个新的族类出来
but then now from Noah there would be a new generation of man.
那时候人类的历史可能就终结了
or otherwise man would have ended.
所以我们这里看见说这个神对罪的处置是很有道理的。
That is why we see that God, He has a very logical, reasonable way of dealing with sin.
罪是很可怕的。
Sin is a terrible thing.
罪是跟审判连在一起的。
Sin is connected with judgment.
罪是跟死亡连在一起的。
Because sin has to do with death.
因为那罪恶发展的结果就带来死亡。
Because the end result of sin is death.
我们也看说罪有一个权势在那里面。
And we know that in sin there is a power.
因为这个人犯罪的话呢不是因着他犯了罪才成为罪人的。
It's not because a person now after they sin, they now become a sinner.
而是因为说他里面有这个罪的性质。
But because that person has the nature of sin within them.
所以他好像是不得不去犯罪。
And so he cannot help but to sin.
因为有个权势在他身上。
Because there is this power within him.
所以得救的话呢，就要把我们从罪的权势里面救出来。
So salvation means that you are saved out of the power of sin.
那么谁有资格来救呢
？Who has the ability or the privilege to be able to save you？
谁有能力来救呢
？Who has the ability to save you？
谁有愿意来救呢
？Who is willing to save you？
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们有这位爱我们的神。
We have a God who loves us.
他因着爱我们的缘故
Because of love,
他不愿意看见说他所爱的人他所造的人落在这个灭亡的光景里面
He is not willing for those whom he created those whom he loves to perish
但是因着他是公义的神的缘故他又不能说算了算了我爱你那我就不跟你计较了
But because of his holiness and righteousness he cannot just say oh okay forget about it we'll just ignore your sin
因为他公义的本性要求神必须来审判罪审判罪人
Because of his very righteous nature he needs to judge and condemn sin
那个审判的结果只有一条死路一条
The end result of this punishment is death
但是爱的神的里面的爱的本性的话，他就不忍心看见说人落在这个灭亡的光景里面。
But in the very nature of God, which is also love, He is not willing for man to fall into the power of sin.
这样我们人看的话，这好像是一个就是无解的题目。
Because now He has to take care of this issue.
好像是一个矛盾。
It seems like it's a paradox.
你爱人，你就不能讲公义。
If you love and yet you talk about righteousness.
你讲公义，你就不能爱讲爱。
But when you talk about righteousness, but then you also talk about love.
但是感谢神，他的智慧超过我们的智慧。
But we thank God because His wisdom far surpasses us.
神在这里让我们看见一个代替的原则。
We see that God now provides a substitute.
就像旧约里面神让牛羊来替我们死这样的代替的原则。
Just like in the Old Testament that there is an animal that is a substitute for your death.
但牛羊的血的话呢，只能够好像是一次来遮盖，不能够除去。
Now, when the blood is flowing, we see that it can only cover, but it doesn't take away.
所以你需要一个更尊贵的生命来替你流血。
So you need an even more precious or valuable life in order to be your substitute.
才能够除去你一切的罪。
To take away all of your sin.
这个尊贵的生命就是我们的主耶稣基督。
This most precious life is our Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
Our Lord Jesus came in the flesh to this world.
他成为人
He became man.
他必须成为人
He must become man.
因为这是一个生命的代替
Because it is a substitution of life.
他作为神他不能死
As God, he cannot die.
所以他必须成为人他才能够尝死味
But because he became man, he can now taste death.
他在地上生活了33年半
He lived on earth for 33 and a half years.
他放下他的神性
He put down his deity.
他放下他的能力
He put down his power.
他放下他的荣耀
He put down all that he was.
他就像我们普通人一样
And he became just like you and me a man.
被困在肉体里面
And he was bound within this confines of a human.
他如果要行什么神迹的话呢他需要借着祷告求父神来做
If he wanted to perform any miracles, he had to pray to ask God to accomplish it.
就像我们今天我们人来祷告求神来做工一样
Just like today as man, we pray and ask God to work.
他成为了完全的人。
He became a complete man.
经过生活33年半之后
After life of 33 and a half years,
他先活出神的圣洁和公义来。
He lived out God's holiness and righteousness.
他活出那个完全人的样子来。
He lived out perfection.
证明说神的标准是可以达到的。
In order to confirm to us that God's standards can be achieved.
他成为了完全无罪的人。
He became the completely sinless man.
在这个巡抚面前在外邦人面前他经得过检验的
Before the Israelites before all the people of the world he was able to go through this test
但是他最后却愿意为我们上十字架
At the end however he was willing to go up onto the cross
本来是我们该死的
Previously we ought to die
本来挂在十字架上面应该是我们每一个人
The one who is to be hung on the cross ought to be ourselves
但是主耶稣却替我们上了十字架
But our Lord Jesus took our place and went on the cross
因为他知道我们死我们就完了。
And so because he know, because of his death, sin can be ended.
所以他替我们死。
And so he died for us.
然后呢，感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
他不光是替我们死。
Not only did he die for us.
他还从死里复活。
He also resurrected from the dead.
他从死里复活证明说他能够胜过死亡的权柄。
When he resurrected from the dead, it confirmed that he is able to have the victory over death.
如果他死了没有复活
If he died and did not resurrect,
我们还不知道说他是不是为自己的罪死的
We don't know whether or not perhaps he just died for his own sin.
因为人人都有一死因为人人都犯罪
Because everyone sins.
我们不知道说他的死跟我们死有什么区别没有
Then what is the difference between his death and our death?
正是借着他从死里复活那我们看见说他的死跟我们的死不一样
But because he resurrected from the dead, we know that our death and his death is completely different.
他不是为自己的罪死的
He did not die for his own sin.
因为如果你是为自己的罪死的话呢，你在阴间里出不来的
Because if you die for your own sin, you cannot exit from hell.
因为阴间和死亡有这样的权柄，能够把所有犯罪的人都管在里面
Because hell and death, they have the power to retain the people who are there.
只有没有罪的人他死了，他可以复活。
Only the one who is sinless can resurrect from the dead.
借着他从死里复活，我们也看见说，我们的父神接受了他的工作。
And through his resurrection, we see that God accepted his work.
证明说他的救恩做成了。
And so it confirms to us that salvation was accomplished.
这个罪的问题在神面前已经解决了。
The problem of sin before God has already been solved.
那在我们这边的话呢，我们只需要说我们相信主耶稣从死里复活。
And so for us, what we need to do is to receive and to believe that the Lord Jesus resurrected for us.
我们接受他的工作。
We receive, accept his work.
我们接受他代死的工作。
We accept his substitution work for us.
他就能够进到我们里面，成为我们的主。
And then he can come into us and become our Lord.
他复活的生命在我们里面成为我们的生命。
His resurrection life now can become our very life.
那我们里面的话呢，就有这个能力能够胜过死亡。
And that within us now we have the power to overcome death.
能够胜过罪的权势。
To be able to overcome the dominion of sin.
我们才有可能不犯罪。
Then we have the ability to not sin.
不然的话，就跟保罗所说的，立志行善由得我们。可是行出来却由不得我们。
Otherwise, we will just agree and say with Paul that the heart, the body is willing, except the ability to do it is not in me.
只有这些得着主生命的人，才能够进到新天新地里面去。
Only the people who have received this new life can live out this new life.
我们知道，在进到新天新地之前，对吧？就在二十章的末了有一个大审判。
We know that in Revelation chapter 20, there is this great judgment.
那个时候审判的话呢，就是按照神为标准。
And we know that this judgment is according to God's standards.
他的公义，他的圣洁，他的爱，他的完全为标准。
It is according to his standards of his love, his righteousness, of his holiness.
然后呢，我们每个人都一本账。
Now, for all of us who stand before him,
我们做了什么，我们说了什么。
All the things that we have done, all the things that we have said.
我们一件一件的事情，神拿出来看。
Item by item, God will bring it out for us to look at.
只要有一件不合神的标准，那么你就是罪人。
If there's just one thing that does not match God's requirements, then we are sinful.
刚才我们读罗马书，罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death, according to the book of Romans.
只要有一个罪，你就死了。
If you have just one sin, you will die.
不管是大罪小罪。
It doesn't matter if it's a big or small sin.
这个罪可以是行动上面的罪。
It could be something that you have done indeed.
就像你杀人放火。
Whether it's murder or violence,
也可以是言语上面的
or perhaps something that you said,
比如你撒谎
that you have lied,
还可以是心思意念里面的
or it could be a sin within your thoughts,
比如你贪心嫉妒你恨别人
that you have greed or that you have jealousy or hatred,
从里到外都在账上面
inside out, everything will be there,
因为我们在神面前是赤裸敞开的
so because when we stand before God, we are utterly naked and open,
是没有可以隐藏的。
Nothing can be hidden from God.
而且不光只是说你做了不该做的事情，这叫犯罪。
Not just for the things that you have should not do that you have sinned.
包括说你没有做你该做的事情也是犯罪。
Including the things that you should have done but did not do, that is also sin.
在雅各书里面告诉我们说，你手中若有行善的能力，你却不去做，这是犯罪。
Because in the book of James it tells us that if you have the power to do what is right and you do not do it, that is sin.
我们在生命记里面看见说，如果生命记里面 有记载说，你应该怜悯你的弟兄，你应该借钱给他。
In the book of Deuteronomy, it says if it is within your power to help your brother to give a cloak to him.
圣经里面说，照他所缺乏的借给他，补他的不足。
And that you meet the need that he has.
就如果你有能力
，and you have the ability to do it.
你弟兄有缺乏
，our brother has a need.
你又知道了
，and you know of it.
你必须帮助他。
You ought to go help.
你不帮助他的话呢，就是犯罪。
If you do not, that is sin.
然后在启示录里面，我们也看见说，二十一章里面提到说，胆怯的也是犯罪。
In Revelation 21, it also tells us that fear is also a sin.
那是二十一章第八节。
21 verse 8, the cowardly.
这胆怯就是说，你该做你没有做。
If you are cowardly because something that you ought to do but you dare not do it.
所以我们看说这个范围是非常非常广的。
So we see that these bounds are so difficult.
这个要求是非常非常高的。
The standard is so high.
因为是按照神自己的完全为标准的。
Because God, He is utterly complete and perfect.
那么所有的人在这个标准底下都是罪人。
So everyone beneath this requirement are sinners.
但是感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
在那个审判底下。
Within this judgment.
有一个快捷通道。
There is an express lane.
就像我们通关就去加拿大，那有个快捷通道。
Just like if you want to go up to Canada, there's this express lane you can take.
如果你办那个 Nexus 卡，哎，你就可以快捷通过。
If you have the Nexus card, you can get on that lane.
所以那一天审判的时候
，On that day of judgment,
那个快捷通道就是耶稣基督。
The express lane is our Lord Jesus.
如果你接受耶稣基督
，If you accept our Lord Jesus,
我们里面有基督的生命
，If you have the life of the Lord Jesus,
我们里面有圣灵的印记
，And you have the seal of the Holy Spirit.
到审判那一天。
On the day of judgment.
因为那时候是天使负责审判。
Because the angels, they will not need to be judged.
就像你这样过关的时候，他一扫描知道说，哦，你有这个卡，哎，有你名字，过了。
But then you can show this one card that you have, and you have a pass.
所以那一天，他一扫描，哦，你们有圣灵，有新生命，过了。
And that day, because you have the Holy Spirit, you have new life, you pass.
所以你不需要来面对白色大宝座的审判。
So therefore, you do not need to go to the judgment of the great white throne.
那你可以进到新天新地里面去。
You can go into the new heavens and new earth.
那新天新地的话呢，是一个没有眼泪、没有死亡、没有悲哀、没有痛苦、没有哀嚎的一个地方。
The new heavens and new earth is a place where there is no tears, no sorrow, no pain.
我们现在世界上所经历的一切的苦难、一切的痛苦都没有。
There is all the suffering and pain that we go through on this earth. It will not be there.
好不好？
Isn't that good?
朋友们，你们想不想进去？
Brothers and friends, do you want to go there?
如果你想进去的话呢，你现在就可以举手。
Friends, if you want to go there, raise your hand. Thank the Lord.
还有没有？
Anyone else?
感谢主，就在这里放下来。相信的人是有福的。
Because all you have to do is believe.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
在我们祷告的时候的话呢，我还是希望再给大家一点机会来接受福音。
As we pray, I still want to give brothers or give friends an opportunity to receive the gospel.
因为我们传福音的目的
，because the content of this gospel，
就把这个好消息告诉大家
，is to tell everyone this good news，
就希望大家能够接受这个救恩
，that you would receive salvation，
也能够享受这个好处
，that you would also enjoy of its benefits。
像我们传福音的机会不是天天有的
，so that you would not die when you receive the good news。
而且我们也不知道说我们能传福音传到哪一天
，because we don't know when our last day will be。
因为圣经里面有一个日子。
Because the Bible also tells us that we have our days.
那个日子就是主耶稣回来那一天。
There is a day. It is called the day of the Lord.
当主耶稣回来的时候。
That when the Lord Jesus comes.
这救恩的门就关了。
The door of grace of salvation will be closed.
那个时候想信主就晚了。
When you want to believe on that day, it's too late.
就来不及了。
It's too late.
所以现在趁着现在还有机会。
So while you still have an opportunity.
如果你愿意接受耶稣做你的救主
If you're willing to receive the Lord Jesus, please raise your hand.
如果你愿意得到耶稣基督的宝贵的生命你就举手
If you want to receive his precious life, raise your hand.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
感谢主
Thank
感谢主好举着就可以放下好感谢主
You can put your hand
圣经告诉我们说清心的人是有福了
Blessed are those who have a pure heart.
你相信就接受的人就有福了
If you believe and you receive, you are blessed.
因为我们的神是真实的神
Because our God, he is a true God.
他是可以经历的
He can be experienced.
你接受他做你的救主
If you experience and receive him to be your savior,
他就成为你一生的主
He will be the Lord of your life.
从今以后他负你一生的责任
And from this day on, he will bear your full responsibility.
他来教导你
He will teach you.
他来让你明白圣经
He will help you to understand the Bible.
他能够帮助你进入一切的真理的实际里面去
to help you enter into the reality of all truth
帮助你活出更丰盛的生命来
so that you will have more abundant life
好我们祷告
let us pray
亲爱的主耶稣我们感谢赞美你
dear Lord Jesus we thank and praise you
谢谢你爱我们
thank you for loving us
谢谢你与我们同在
thank you for being with us
谢谢你的灵在我们心中来做工
thank you for doing your work in our hearts
让我能够明白真理
so that we can understand truth
让我们愿意接受你做我们的救主
So that we may come to receive you as our Savior.
让我们愿意把自己交给你。
So that we'll be willing to place ourselves in your hands.
让我们能够与你的救恩有份。
That we have a portion in your salvation.
让你这位圣洁公义的神能够住在我们的里面。
And now this holy righteous God can live within us.
从今以后，我们不再属于罪的权势了。
And from this day on, we do not belong to the power of darkness.
因为你已经把我们从黑暗的国度迁到光明的国度。
Because you have now taken us out of the power of darkness and into the realm of light.
我们已经属于你了。
Now we belong to you.
我们可以享受在儿子里面一切的丰盛了。
And now we can enjoy all the abundance of the Son.
我们把感谢赞美归给你。
We give you all the thanksgiving and praise.
纪念我们今天每一个福音朋友们。
Do be with every single person here today.
你祝福那些举手决志接受你的。
Bless those who have received you.
你在他们今后的生活里面真正来印证你是那个又真又活的神。
That in their daily life you will confirm and show that you are their true God.
你把平安喜乐赐给他们。
Do give them your peace and joy.
你把荣耀的盼望赐给他们。
Give them glorious hope.
让他们每一天活在你的喜乐满足里面。
So that all may live in your joy and in your contentment.
你也使用他们做你那荣耀的见证。
So that they may give glorious testimony of you.
做你手中的祝福。
So that they, you may be their blessing.
让他们活出那新生命的样子来。
That they may live out the newness of life.
当人看见他们的时候，就要把荣耀赞美归给你。
That when people see them, that they may give you all the glory.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.